Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
So I went camping this weekend. Me and engineer Jamie Enox.
Yeah, musical director.
Musical director. We went camping this weekend with this environmental group that he likes to volunteer with. So he dragged me along to that.
Where'd you go?
This place called Wind Wolves.
Did you have fun?
It's a wildlife preserve or a nature preserve or something. Yeah, it was a good time.
Were there any hot babes there?
Yeah, me and Jamie totally pimped these two bitches.
Uh-huh. Are they listeners?
They're going to be. The only thing they've been listening to lately is the sound of my balls slapping against their ass.
All right, we're 10 seconds in.
And chin. So anyway.
It slapped against their chin? What are you doing to their mouth?
Doesn't that hurt
Chris
you?
Chris just pumps no matter what.
It does. It can.
No matter where he's at, Chris just is constantly just pumping. And
wasn't it cold this weekend? Why are your balls so flappy?
It wasn't that cold, actually. So that's
I think
why
you're looking
flappy.
For floppy.
Floppy.
No, they can flap.
Flappy is one of the dwarves, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, this is not the purpose of my story. We were driving back, and we stopped by the Flying J, I think it's called. It's like a truck stop. Right. They have anything that the traveler might need,
okay.
Including maps, shot glasses, spoons, sweaters that tell you where you're near.
Do they have like Flying J sweaters? Or they're like of the town that you're near?
Just various different kinds of sweaters and hats. And CDs for the road. And I was walking by, they have a DVD section, turns out. And why don't you guess what the fucking first DVD in the rack, front and center, was?
I could take a stab at it. Ben, do you think
Cool
you know?
Runnings.
So what does that prove? To me, that proves that...
That they just put it on DVD.
Not only that...
Oh, if we're talking about a reissue, then the numbers are going through the roof.
No, it just came out on DVD. And to me, also, it proves that not only is... what am I trying to say? This shows that the lack of demand for Cool Runnings is so great that they can't even get, like, Walmart to sell it in bulk. They have to get... their only people that will sell it is the Flying J.
Wrong.
When have you ever been at a truck stop to pick up a hit DVD that was just released?
Never.
It's an impulse buy. You don't plan to buy Cool Runnings when you're in there because you don't think they have it. But when you're walking around, it's an impulse buy. You see, you're like, oh, shit, Cool Runnings. That's what I need.
Well, let me tell you something. I bet you 10 years from now, they get Batman Returns. Or what was the big new Batman movie?
No, they had lots of current movies.
The Dark Knight.
They had lots of current movies.
Oh, they
had Dark Knight.
They did not have the Dark Knight.
Name a couple more movies that you saw on the rack.
All right. They had The Dark Knight. They had every movie that just recently was nominated for an Oscar.
Those aren't even out on DVD yet.
They had the newest Die Hard movie.
You're lying. You know they didn't have anything recent.
No, they did. And then they had lots of movies. They had Step Brothers.
Let me ask you this, Chris. How many copies of Cool Runnings were there?
Well, there was I don't know. I didn't look through the whole case, but it seemed to be there was only one left.
Okay. Now, let's examine that. There was one there. So, obviously, no one's buying it. They only had
obviously, people have already bought every other copy. And they only have one left. And they probably are holding some for employees. But there's only one on the shelf.
What are the odds of that, though?
Well, you know what it is, I think, is that...
Have you ever went to the grocery store and they only had one six-pack of beer left? Or just one bag of Doritos left?
Yes.
Or just one Snickers by the checkout?
Yeah, lots of times. What happens, I think, is that, you know, there's a lot of vans, minivans that have DVD players and movie screens in the back for the kids.
Right.
So, of course, the kids want to watch Cool Runnings when they're on the road.
So how does this play into your figures?
Well, I didn't even think about travel time. I didn't even, I wasn't even thinking about TVs and cars.
Because when we had our original argument like 5-6 years ago, this has gone on every 6 months since then. But when we had our original argument, yeah, that hadn't been invented yet. Like maybe you thought that if you had a flying car, it would have a TV in it.
And also, how many people have video iPods now? They can watch Cool Runnings in class that are on the go or waiting in a bus.
So you're saying technology has only probably doubled the amount of Cool Runnings.
Well, I don't know about doubled. I don't like getting into these specific figures.
Right.
And it's not just that I'm in love with Cool Runnings. You know, like pretty much any really popular live-action Disney movie is up there. But Cool Runnings is probably at the top.
Well, I honestly think that this hurts your case. Don't you think that this hurts his case that it's being sold at the Flying J? Ben?
Yeah, there must be demand, supply and demand.
No, it's a lack of demand that ends it up at the Flying J. Okay, well, that's...
It's not like this is a hard DVD to find when you go into the city.
Let me tell you this. Do you think there's a lot of demand for that cashier at the Flying J in the middle of BFE? You know what I mean? Like, there's a... the reason things end up at gas stations in the middle of nowhere is because nobody wants them.
You're wrong.
No.
Listen, if you're talking about sweatshirts and hats and scarves and stuff, yeah, they get a lot of bullshit items like that in there that nobody else wants. But we were talking about DVDs. People aren't just like, I guess I'll buy a DVD.
Yes, they are. If they've watched everything in their car, they'll buy whatever's there if they're trying to shut their kids up.
But the kids want to watch Cool Runnings.
What was the retail price on Cool Runnings?
Good question.
Oh. I don't remember.
You went from...
It was probably $4.99.
No, you know it was easily four numbered. It was like $14.99, I think.
No way anyone pays $14.99 for
it.
Cool
might have been 21 something.
Was there dust on the case?
No.
Absolutely.
No dust.
Chris.
It looked like it freshly came out of the box.
What does that look like?
You know how when they're excited about opening a box, the box cutter slices into the top DVD? Probably because the kid knew Cool Runnings was in the box and he just wanted to read the back reviews and things.
Seriously, though, the guy that works at the Flying J in the middle of nowhere, he can't get a job anywhere else. That's the only reason he works there.
What difference does that make? We're talking about Cool Runnings. We're talking about his job prospects.
I'm trying to show you a pattern of the items.
Your pattern makes no sense.
Of the items that are in there, including humans, not being wanted anywhere else in the world, which is the only reason they're in
this. Do you judge CDs that you find in a traveling truck stop place?
Hey, Chris, do you like tapes better or do you like CDs? I'm just curious.
Do you judge the music that you find in those places?
Oh, what? You like CDs? Would you like the CDs nuts? you fell right into that.
They also had the Cool Runnings soundtrack.
They did not have the Cool Runnings soundtrack. Who even did the Cool Runnings soundtrack?
UB40? No, they didn't have that.
They were sold out. Did it say, like, coming soon, or did you get a rain check on the Cool Runnings soundtrack? Obviously, no one wanted the Cool Runnings, which is why it was there. You're hurting your point, not helping it.
I don't think we can rush to judgment like that.
That's not rushing to judgment.
Obviously, all I'm saying is that obviously there's some interest if you can't walk into even a truck stop and not see Cool Runnings breathing down your neck.
Ben, I want some more opinions from you on this. I feel like me and Chris have had this out enough. We'll just find some random person and put it up to them whether or not. Hey, Ben.
Let's start calling people and asking if they're watching Cool Runnings.
That's a good idea. That's a bit.
We should have like a man on the street segment where you guys go interview people on the street and ask them how many times a year they watch Cool Runnings.
How about this? I see probably 150 people in a day that I talk to. And I know a lot of them well enough that I could ask, by the way, have you ever watched Cool Runnings? And when was the last time you watched Cool Runnings? So I'm going to try to get some hard numbers here, Chris.
There's got to be a website we can go and find out sales of DVDs and things.
Yeah. Well, we'll We'll do some more research because we got a lot of response from people. This is
actually I'm checking on something right now. If you give me a second, you guys can keep talking while you're giving me a second.
What? Are there any other movies that are up there, Chris, for you?
Yeah, look, I've said before, I'm not in love with the movie Cool Runnings. It's a decent movie, but I'm just saying that you're underestimating how many people are watching any movie.
Can I ask you a question? When was the last time you watched Cool Runnings?
I haven't seen it in about 10 years. Because when I revisit it, I want it to be fresh.
Who is your favorite actor in Cool Runnings? Who do you think gave their what had the strongest performance?
Well, it was a career-defining role for Dougie Doug.
That's true. And I'm going to be honest with you, Chris. I will give you something here. After we did that podcast, I went through and I watched a whole lot of YouTube clips of Cool Runnings. And I remember actually really liking that movie. Even Thank though you. It's stupid, it's an enjoyable movie to watch. I will admit that. I thought it was funny. I thought John Candy was funny in it. But I don't mean funny like the same way that other movies are funny. I mean like in a campy sort of way. The same reason that I love Teen Wolf. But I still think you're way off with your numbers. And if it was such a big hit, they would have come out with Cool Runnings too. That's my other point.
Well, they might have.
Did you guys know that on Amazon.com, you can buy Cool Runnings on DVD? It's in stock. They have 49 of them, brand new, in stock, for $6.93.
That's not a good sign, Chris.
Well, obviously, if the Traveling Jay thinks it's worth $14.99, there must be a greater demand on the road.
No, they just have a monopoly on them in that area.
Well, there you go. There's demand if they have a monopoly.
And also, if Chris's brother is listening, they have 75 used ones on VHS for one penny.
They do not have 75.
That's not a joke. 75 used for one penny.
Well, Chris,
everyone is updated to DVD by now.
Chris,
that's why there's so many.
That's good.
That's good that there's a lot on VHS.
Ben, seriously, will you please order 75 of those and buy them? I will reimburse you for it when I come up to the Sacramento studios. I'm not kidding.
Well, good.
What's the shipping on that?
That's a great business opportunity, actually.
We should give those out when we do our telethon for Shoddy Radio. That's your reward for a pledge is Cool Runnings on VHS.
You know, a lot of people sending those in just means they've converted to DVD.
Well, that completely debunks your VHS tape theory. Maybe it was a decent one at the time, but you have to admit now that on VHS.
I'm not married to VHS tapes. I'm just saying whatever the current format is. All right.
I was also reading some of the reviews on Amazon.com.
Let's hear them.
Somebody said, I ordered Cool Runnings for my brother as a birthday gift, possibly Chris. When I gave it to him, he was thrilled because it's impossible to find at the store.
Because
it's so fucking popular, why wouldn't they have it at any store?
Right, look, probably the stores can't keep it on the shelves, for one thing. Or another possibility is Disney likes to like only reissue movies every couple of years to keep the demand you know.
And can I say that this brother is not that great of a brother slash friend because he didn't search that hard. He didn't go to the Flying J off the 5 freeway in the middle of nowhere.
Well, plus his brother probably already has it. If he's like 90% of America.
You have any more reviews, Ben?
I'm reading Ann P. Mitchell says that it's not a good movie for children to watch.
Huh. That throws a monkey wrench in your children always watch it. There.
And Jeff says it's unrealistic.
Oh, okay.
He says the preview seems to indicate that this movie is about a Jamaican bobsled team. It just seems too far-fetched for me. They don't even have ice or snow in Jamaica.
Well, first, that's stupid.
I'm sorry, Jeff, that every movie can't be Brokeback Mountain.
Well, also, Jeff's a retard, too.
Because it's based on a true
story. Yeah, exactly. God. All right, Jeff, you're throwing us off here. We're trying to prove a point. We don't need your idiot reviews. Something else, Ben. Give us another one.
I want to read the customer reviews of Jeff's customer review.
All right, let's just bag on Jeff.
William G. Bader says, actually, watching the movie would make it more clear that the teammates got their basic moves in Jamaica but went to Calgary, where there is lots of snow, for the Winter Olympics. Just
Thank
my
you.
Opinion.
So he was rebuttaling Jeff's
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was rebuttaling it.
Chris Cooley says, I don't even think he started watching it yet.
Chris Cooley, by the way, was in my 8th grade history class.
Really?
And there was a kid named Chris Cooley. Could be the same one. I don't remember what his opinion was of Cool Runnings.
Basically, the reviews don't really support Chris's claim, and the fact that you can buy it brand new for less than $6.
I'm not kidding, Ben.
Look, if everybody already has Cool Runnings, then they can't demand a, you know, King's ransom for it.
Yeah, you're saying we should research what it cost when it first came out and how many sold, right? Because it's probably, right. Exactly. They probably were charging a King's ransom and they got it because everyone bought it.
Exactly.
Is there a website that will tell you how many DVDs or VHSs combined have sold of one movie?
No idea.
I don't know. But there's got to be.
Hang on. I'm only semi-joking about asking you to buy all 75 copies of Cool Runnings on VHS.
But the thing is it's probably like $1.50 for shipping on each one or
but
something.
But they can't bulk ship them?
I don't know. Let me see.
I'm serious.
That's a great deal. We could just go outside the 99-cent store and charge a buck.
Because they're all individually, and they all have $2.98 shipping.
Oh, man. If we could get them all together, I'm not kidding. That would be a great... Because, you know, we're doing the telethon soon for Shoddy Radio, our annual telethon.
You know how people... This is annoying. At my work, like, every day somebody's walking by begging for me to buy candy for their kids, fucking Little League or Girl Scout cookies and stuff. They're just begging for their kids. Why not go through and charge $1 for Cool Runnings? If I had a box of Cool Runnings on tape, I'd probably clean up.
We could buy all 75, but with shipping and handling, it would cost us $223.50.
Well, that's how they get you.
I don't think that's as good a deal as
I don't know how that's going to be an investment, especially in this economy.
Oh, man. Well, we got another 20 minutes almost in the bag talking about Cool Runnings.
Will this one be Cool Runnings Part 2?
I think so. That's a good idea. We should make Cool Runnings 2. We should at least write the script for it. We live here in Hollywood. We could probably get that made. We got a lot of...
But it would be like the spirit of Cool Runnings.
From the people who liked Cool Runnings.
From one of the three people who liked Cool Runnings.
Okay, well, we're out of time, so... I guess we'll put this debate on hiatus for another 6 months and we'll bring it up again. Because I think
Can't
people
wait.
Have had their fill of
Cool
Runnings.
It hasn't been 6 months since the last one.
I know, but I thought you you told me you had a good, you had some more evidence for your case. So I thought I'd let you present it.
Thank you.
Case closed.